Is the blue sage everything you wish it to be?
It's like a mother and their children. We're happy, you know, my children are all happy, and I'm glad for that, but then I also want to see what happens next, which could be anything.
Do you want anything more to happen here?
Just more of the same. You know, today we were having a conversation about how do we get programming in the hall during the middle of the day when people are at work and kids are at school, and so there's all these little, there's, you know, every corner you turn, there's another little niche that could be filled in and, you know, fully fulfilled.
How do you see the future of the Blue Sage?
One of our board members says it very well. We would like to wear our floors out and have to replace them because so many people come through here all day long and are dancing on the floors and learning on them and showing art on them, that we end up having to replace them because we wear them out. And so I just want to see the future of the Blue Sage being completely vibrant and just full of people all the time.
What is different here in the North Fork with the arts than other places you've lived in?
I'll be honest. Before I moved here, I was living in Long Beach, California, and it's like the fifth largest city in the nation. So lots of people. So the biggest difference is just the population and that you know everyone here. And more importantly, it's a lot more honest because you know everyone, you know who's doing what. And if you want something to happen, you know who to go talk to. I mean, probably would have not been interviewed by you if I was still living in Long Beach. And in terms of how that relates to the Blue Sage, I'm not sure because I've never worked at a nonprofit in a bigger city. I would imagine that you have to be, your audience has to be a lot more broad, and you have to really offer something for everybody because there's not enough people to just cater to one segment of the community.
What do you do that makes you an artist?
Yes, if I painted paintings, that would be an easy question to answer. But I don't. And I think my art is creating a space for artists and creating a space and creating the ability for artists to be supported and be fulfilled in their work.
Okay. I am Sadie Miller and I am from Pass the Mic. And I was just interviewing Annette Pretorius, the director of the Blue Sage.